on the Ascension. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God. Mark 16:19. The following is from French priest Claude de la Colombière. Instead of saying what was uppermost in my mind, why can I not repeat the discourse which Jesus Christ made to his disciples before his ascension? It would give you more pleasure, and would doubtless be useful for you to hear. Although I leave you, my dear disciples, to go to my Father, it is nevertheless not without pain that I leave you. Whatever glory may await me in heaven, if your interests were not allied to my own, I could not so readily resolve to separate myself from you. I came down upon earth when I thought that my presence was necessary. If I ascend to heaven, it is because I know that henceforth I shall be more useful to you when away. Independently of this, the Holy Ghost will soon descend and take my place, and you will not long remain unconsoled. Go, my apostles, go and teach all nations the truths I have taught you. Go and undeceive so many poor unfortunates who are steeped in vice and ignorance. Do this so effectually that of all the souls I have redeemed, there shall not be found one lost one. Fear neither the boasted knowledge of doctors and philosophers, nor the power of the great ones of the world. I will give you wherewith to confound the pride of both one and the other. It is true you will have to suffer much, but the helps you will receive from me will soften and sweeten every pain. Go then and merit the rich crowns I am going to prepare for you. The apostles and disciples did not long enjoy the pleasure of hearing him, for the Savior having raised his hand to give them his final blessing, he began to rise and soon was lost among the clouds. If the father of the prodigal son testified so much joy and made so grand a feast for a son who had not only dishonored him but had been the disgrace of all his kindred by having squandered his property in shameful debaucheries, what must have been the welcome which the eternal Father gave to his only son, who, to please him, was worn out with the fatigues of a poor and suffering life? A son who, to increase the glory of his father, zealously bore the most cruel torments, an innocent son who has saved so many sinners, and who by his death has opened the way to heaven to all mankind. It was then that this God of majesty acknowledged him for his son, that he announced to all the celestial choir that he was their king, that all should bend to his authority and be submissive to his power, that he should be the master of the heaven he had opened, of the hell that he had overcome, and of the earth that he had sanctified. We can easily believe that all the happy spirits cried out, "The Lamb that was slain is worthy to receive power and divinity and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and benediction." Revelation chapter 5. The Lamb who has suffered death is worthy to receive divine honors, to rule with strength, with wisdom, with absolute authority. It is right that we should treat him with homage and respect, that he should be raised to the highest pinnacle of glory, and that all heaven should ring and re-echo his praises forever and ever. It was at the sound of this welcome that the Son of Man was introduced into heaven, where no man had before been seen, and where that numerous band of saints he had delivered from limbo followed him, and were received with all honors that were due to the merits of their Redeemer, and to their own merits too. The following is from French priest Louis Le Valois. It is not solely for yourself, Lord, that you re-enter into your kingdom. It is for us you ascend, as our chief, and you go, according to the promise you have made, to prepare for your elect the mansions which are destined for them. You ascend as our mediator, and for us you present to your Father the fruits of that superabundant redemption which has reconciled heaven and earth. You ascend as our guide, and in showing us the boundary to which we ought to reach, you trace the road on which we ought to walk. Adorable Master of that militant church which you have established on earth by the labors of your mortal life, give us a share in the glory of that church triumphant which you begin to collect in heaven, and of which you will be the everlasting happiness. We are your members, and wheresoever the general is to be found, there also should be his soldiers. Without you, without the hope and happiness of possessing and seeing you, what peace could we enjoy in this valley of tears wherein we dwell? And what can the world offer in comparison with that heavenly beatitude which reigns in you and with you? Ah, dear Lord, when will the day come when I shall bid farewell to this place of banishment? When will you appear to me in all your glory? I languish in expectation. The world to me is now as nothing, and my heart is already with you in heaven.